Mental health advocate Ian Hickey says Australians with psychosocial disability will be challenged by changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The government is aiming to reduce the number of people on the NDIS from around 760,000 to 600,000 people by the end of the decade. The reforms are expected to save $15 billion by the end of that period. Professor Hickey from the University of Sydney's Brain and Mind Centre says he's relieved to hear that mental health and psychosocial disability are not the target of cuts. But he says he wants to hear how Australians with psychosocial disability can receive support both within and outside the NDIS.
So my concern is, as there's a limit on growth in the system, that they may unfairly leave out those with significant mental health problems and assume to push them back to the states. We know from other assessments there's about 500,000 Australians who have moderate to severe disability due to mental health problems who are currently not in the NDIS. Now, I'm not suggesting they should be in the NDIS, but I am suggesting they need appropriate supports, most of which would be provided by states and territories.